Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we got this story of a woman, and you're already looking down on her?
A little bit. I know.
We've talked about neither of us have a moral compass.
You're right.
If I find 20 bucks at... If I find 50 bucks on the ground, I'd keep 22. No, but 20 feels like a...
But I got to bend over for a 20.
Oh, my God. Now, I'm willing to bend over for a dollar bill. Can we start this over?
Okay.
Because I don't want any of that. So a woman in Wichita, Kansas, her name's Christina C. Ochoa.
Yeah.
She is being sued by a bank, the Central National Bank. She went to withdraw money from an ATM. And it dispensed $100 bills instead of $5 bills.
Woohoo!
Can I go back to something, like a little aside?
Sure.
Have you ever been to an ATM that dispensed anything but 20s?
Ever. Never. Not fives. Not 10s.
Not a five.
Yeah, not just...
What do I need a $5?
Exactly.
I mean, I need fives, but I...
But I don't want it from the ATM.
No.
I'll get that. Just give me the big bills.
Because you'd have to be refilling the ATM every 15 minutes because it's just like...
Good point. And if you need a lot of fives, you got to keep using the ATM a lot, which I think is her... Yeah.
That's what she's claiming here. So it dispensed hundreds instead of fives. Now, according to the lawsuit, the bank says she knew it was doing that, which...
Well, it's out of her...
Yeah, I mean, the money comes out. She's not looking down going, well, I asked for $20, which would be four fives, and I have 400.
Right.
She's not stupid. So she went back to the ATM and made more than 50 withdrawals over a five-day period in mid-January.
Gotta respect that.
A lot of the withdrawals were done in the middle of the night.
Hmm.
The bank now wants her to pay back $11,607 plus interest.
Nice. Good for them.
But she's claiming she did nothing wrong and has receipts as proof of her transaction.
Well, she has proof of the transactions. Sure.
But how do they prove that... I mean, unless they have video of her, like, holding hundreds.
Up, which probably not.
How are they going to, like...
So I guess she went and took her cash and went down and bought a car.
She did.
And apparently put a down payment or paid for half of it or all of it.
She put $3,000 down on one of the cars that she bought.
What were the denominations of cash, do you think?
What difference does it make?
Well...
I'm just asking what, like, the $3,000 was all in hundreds. Well, it's still...
Sure. Yeah.
God, if I was going to put a down payment on a car, I'm not going to put it down in fives.
Sure. But it's funny how all this happens just to be going on at all at the same time.
Well, at the same time, she said, I got in a car wreck and those $100 bills were part of a settlement that I received from a car wreck.
Smart.
So you say...
She's smart on her part.
Tomato, I say tomato. You say I stole money.
Right.
I say the strong arm got me...
Yeah.
She claims she had to make all those withdrawals because she makes money cakes.
Okay, that's another great excuse.
As a gift for someone, and that's why she had to keep going back get more.
Hey, don't take a 50 and go into another bank and ask to break it. No, let me go back to that. Keep going back to that.
Right, to that exact same ATM that happens to be malfunctioning. But I guess, and are you making a money cake at 3 in the morning?
There is that too.
But is any of this illegal?
Isn't this money coming out of her account? It's not. It's just fives. She's getting docked five from her account, and hundreds are she's been given.
So she's 95 ahead on every single bill that comes out.
But she knows it's not her money, so technically she knows she's stealing. Is that what? That's the bank's mentality.
That's it.
Yeah.
But knowing that it's not my money, like if I go to the store,
okay, there we go,
and I go. And I go back to the butcher and I'm like, I want those two big fat tenderloin, the Angus, whatever, the big steaks. Boop. And they put it in the little brown wrapper and it says, you know, $49. So it's like a pound of steak and that's like $20 a pound or whatever. It's like, okay, I got 2 pounds of it. It's like 40, 50 bucks. Great. I get up front. Boop. It rings it up as Redbird chicken. It's $9.
Okay, now.
And now when I put it in my bag, the weight is right. So the little sensor goes, yep, he just put a pound or 2 pounds of meat in.
Nice.
No harm, no foul. If I notice that it charged me wrong, I know the thing is wrong. So am I committing a crime by knowing that it charged me wrong? How am I... Yeah, I didn't write the code for that machine. Mm-hmm. I didn't do it. It like somebody went in and obviously changed tenderloin to chicken and just saved me.
Not your fault.
Not my fault.
It is on you.
How's it on me? Because I didn't do it. Well, okay, what? You know me. I don't even look at the screen. So what if I didn't notice? Then it's not on me? Because I, dude, my mom asked me all the time, how much did you pay for that corn? I'm like, I don't know. I needed 4 years and I just bought it.
I bought them. I gave them money. Whatever they wanted, I paid for it.
Right.
So let's say that they didn't catch it. You're walking out the store and whoop, 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 whoop. You're still innocent.
I'm like, I have no idea.
I didn't know. What's going on? It's on the store real quick. But if it doesn't go off, whoop, 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 you leave that store. Technically, you got away with stealing.
But if I didn't know, if I never looked at my receipt. So you're saying the stealing happens as soon as I know. That's when it happened. If she didn't notice, she's like, well, I thought I was a billionaire and all this money was coming out.
Yeah.
It's in her knowing when it became a crime.
But I'm with all of you guys. I'm oblivious. I didn't know. I would try and get away with something.
Absolutely.
Yes. Why wouldn't you?
Where she screwed up, let's just be honest.
That's where
she
screwed up. Yes.
You got by. If you had just done it the one time and maybe a week and a half later, went one more time and tried to withdraw a truck ton all in once.
Right.
Then be done with it.
Yes, you got greedy.
You just kept going back.
Yep.
I don't know if I'd give the money back, though, because in this country, you're innocent until they can prove you had a stack of hundreds. Just because you spent a stack of hundreds over here.
You're right. It's all circumstantial.
I can't believe you.
I'm the moral compass.
The criminal of the show.
But I would try and get away with it too. I'm with you on that.
Just to be sure.
I know I'm stealing.
Okay, good. Slacker and Steve.